How long shall my webinar be? For how long should I run my webinar for? All this question, which is very legitimate, in particular if you're running webinars and you want to get clients to do webinars. And this is exactly what we're going to explore in this video. So by the end of this video, you're going to learn, depending on your audience and exactly your goal, how long webinars should be. So make sure you stay until the end. If you don't know me, my name is Simone Vincenzi. I'm a webinar expert. I've run personally more than 1,000 webinars and mentor over 600 businesses on creating successful webinars. So I know a thing or two about this topic. And first of all, what I want you to understand is the mindset in which you should approach it. Because a lot of people, this is the biggest problem, they think that the less people stay on a webinar, the better it is. And they say, oh, but people don't have time. People are busy. So I don't need to do a webinar that is really long. Now, let me break this completely. The rule of thumb is that the longer people stay on your webinar, the more likely they are to buy. And this makes sense, right? Think about it. The more people stay on a webinar, it means that the more relationship you can build, which means the easier is the sale. It's very difficult to sell something when you only have 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, even an hour, because there is not enough relationship that is built. So the longer people spend on a webinar, the stronger the relationship is, then the more likely they are to buy. So make sure that people stay as long as possible. Now, does as long as possible mean? Well, that depends on your audience, and that's what we are going to go through in a moment in the graph that you will see. That you will see here. Now, people don't stay on webinar long if the webinar is bad. That's the most important thing you gotta understand. So your goal is to make sure that the webinar is great. It's like, if this is a YouTube video, you don't like this, you're not going to spend more time watching it. Webinar is the same. You don't like the webinar, people are going to leave. They don't like the webinar, people are going to leave. They like the webinar, guess what? People are going to stay, and they will want more, and they will want to buy. So, things is the same. The more value you give, the more entertaining you are, the more highlights and aha moments they can have, the more they can interact, the more they can see a sense of possibility for themselves and learn something, then the longer they're going to stay and the more they're going to buy. So let's look at the different lengths, because there is a case for a short webinar, like 30 to 45 minutes. The case is if you are working with corporations or if you're working with leaders that are incredibly busy and they only have a short space of time to dedicate to that particular webinar. So only in that case, a 30 to 45 minutes webinar will work really well. Another case for a 30 to 45 minutes webinar is also if you don't have too much time, but you want to build a stronger relationship without selling. So a lot of times, if you want to make a direct call to action, get someone to buy or to book a call or to inquire about something, you need longer than 30 to 45 minutes. Most of the time. There are cases in which this doesn't apply. And also, if you are great at presenting and if you are in a household name, if you already have a strong brand, if the audience knows you already, then you can make conversion in only 30 to 45 minutes, but only if these conditions are met. So whether you have a great brand, you're ready, I've been following you for a while, so now they need less time to convert. But if they don't know you at all, the first 30 to 45 minutes are really to show them the value that you can provide, the support that you can give them, and then build that relationship. So that's the case for a 30 to 45 minutes webinar. Then there is the standard version, which is often like a 60 minutes webinar. Now, 60 minutes, first of all, is not my favorite, and it's not the one that will convert the most, but it's the one that will get the majority of people attending. Why is that? Because people think in hours. We think in 60 minute slot, like we've been trained and conditioned to think in that way. So therefore, if you tell them, hey, it's gonna be an hour, people know that they can block an hour to attend that particular webinar. And so in that case, if you work again with leaders, with organizations, with corporates, but also with the entrepreneurs or the general public, any audience really, you could pull off a 60 minute webinar. Is it the one that is going to convert the most? No. Can you make a sale in 60 minutes? Yes, you can. In fact, if you want to sell something which is an easy no-brainer, a quick call to action, something easy to buy, where I don't have to think long to buy it, or is a great deal, is very affordable, or is just to book a call, then 60 minutes work. So if your call to action is simple, then 60 minutes is great. Now, if you want to sell something on the higher level, on the higher tier, I recommend then a 2 to 3 hour webinar. Now, for some of you that might not run presentations before or might see this for the first time, they're like, oh my God, 2 to 3 hours, do I have enough content for 2 to 3 hours? Well, if you're thinking that, it probably means you're not ready to run a 2 to 3 hour webinar. So start with a 60 minutes one. But if you're someone who's been delivering presentations before, you already have a lot of material, that you can stretch the time by adding exercises, by adding Q&As, by adding more interaction. So literally you can use the same exact presentation that you had on a 60 minutes webinar or a 2 to 3 hour webinar, because you can stretch, expand or contract the time. That's the exact word that I want to find, expand the time, right? And that's where 2 to 3 hour webinars will be very effective, because in 2 to 3 hours, you're able to build such a strong level of relationship. People understand that you really know your stuff. And if it is good, the sale is the easiest sale ever, because now people, they know what they're going to buy. There is no, I say, we spent 3 hours together. Like, if you've been with me for 2, 3 hours, you actually know that you like what you have experienced. So do you want more of it? Because you have now invested so much time in them, sometimes for free, even if they haven't paid you, because a free webinar, now they feel like, oh my God, like this person is the real deal. They were willing to spend all this time to help me out, to solve my problem, to show me what I can do. I'm more likely to buy. So if you are selling something which is high ticket, then getting people on a 2 to 3 hour webinar works much better and incredibly well, in particular if you want to sell directly without a call. Otherwise, if you introduce the call, you can use a 60 to 90 minutes webinar as well. And now there is the final one, which is the half a day or a full day. Half a day or a full day, this we are going more in like half day event, online events, or full day online events, and they are the best in terms of conversion. Again, why is that? Because the more time I spend with you, the more likely I am to buy. And so now for a half a day to a full day webinar, you can charge quite a bit of money as well for people to attend. And you've seen this. I did it for many years, the half a day, full day model. I did multi-day models, like 3 days long webinars, right? Which are going to the online event category. But why do they work? Because literally you can go from I don't know you to high ticket sale within a short space of time. Again, the more time I spend with you, the more likely I am to buy. And I love all these methodologies. Now, if you're starting out, start with what's more comfortable for you. Is 30 minutes more comfortable for you? Great, start there. 45, great, try 45. Is 30 minutes even too much? Start with a 15 minute one if you're starting out. Then you can say, no, what? I'm getting a bit better. Let me now try a 60 minute. And with this 60 minute, I'm going to stretch it out to 90 minutes by adding a really nice call to action and a good Q&A. Then I'm doing my 60 minutes. I have more material now. Let me try to stretch and expand and contract the time with 2 to 3 hours, and then see if I can hold the attention for that long while still giving the people a great experience and for them to buy at the end. And then finally, it's like, do I want to go for the maximum amount of conversions that I can get? Then it's the half a day or full day. Now, here's the caveat though. The longer the presentation, the webinar is going to be, the less likely people are to register upfront. So you'll find that the longer it is, because now I need to find more time in my calendar, the registration rate will be shorter, but the conversion rate will be higher. So now the question is, what is the goal of your webinar? Is the goal of your webinar just to get someone across the line, to get the lead and build a relationship with them? 10 minutes will work. Is the goal to actually make high ticket sales and show them really what you can do so that they can buy at the end, even a higher end program? Then a half day or a full day is the best one, because even if you have less people, you can compare to the one that you could have it in a 60 minute one, and you are going to make more sale. Sometimes there is also a case that people, they see that is a 2 to 3 hour, they think is going to be more valuable. So they might even register more. That's why I'm inviting you to play. I'm inviting you to play, because there is not a specific length that will convert more than another. What depends is, what's your level of skill? What is the audience that you're targeting? And how long they've been knowing you? And also the price point that you want to sell. So all these metrics, they are going to make an influence the your length of your webinar. And I invite you to play with them all. I invite you to play with them all. Start with where it's more comfortable. The principle is, the longer people stay on, the more likely they are to buy. And in fact, what you need to do, and this is my final tip, is that you need to give them space to buy. In 30 minutes, you got to deliver content, get them to know you, get them to explain what you're offering, and them to buy is a big ask. While the longer they have to buy, the more likely they are to buy. Because the moment they leave the webinar, you're not important anymore. Something else is going to be more important. Whatever is going to be next in their calendar. So make sure that you, while you're there, you maximize the potential of that attention that you have. And so if you keep them in the webinar for longer, they have longer to buy and make the purchase or the action or book that call on that webinar, you'll find that your conversion will skyrocket. Again, the longer they stay, the more they will buy. Now, if you want to know more about, and if you have other questions about creating high converting webinars, this is what this channel is about. So make sure you ask in the comments and I'll create new videos for you. If you found this valuable, share it as well. And then the final thing, if you want some help in creating high converting webinars and get clients every single time you run one, then check the resources below, because we have a free training that you can register for, where you can see all my webinar methodology, and also you can access the apply for the webinar conversion accelerator, where we get you to create and launch your own webinar in 30 days. Until next time, remember, together we grow exponentially. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us, and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also, remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes, or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist. And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business, or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.